It's been a funny old week this week. I've had had some good stuff at work and some really, really fucking miserable stuff at work. But on the whole, good. I was at a funeral yesterday, which was really odd. It was odd. It's my second funeral in a couple of months now. And it couldn't have been any more different from the first one in many ways. The first one was my, this is going to sound odd, my grandma's boyfriend. I say boyfriend, they've been together for like 30 years or so. But she still called him her boyfriend, bless her. I called him her living lover, but she doesn't respond to that particularly warmly. Anyway, he died of complications around Parkinson's disease. And it was a really long, drawn-out, horrible thing. And it just made me realise that we're really shit at death in England, GBR, Western world, whatever. I don't know. It might probably is just the Western world. And this poor man lost his entire dignity. He lost a shed load of his possessions in hospital. He had his, you know, his charger for his phone. They didn't have a charger for something. They didn't have one, so we went and bought one, and then somebody else nicked it. The nurse nicked it for somebody else in the hospital, and he just lost so much stuff. He was left in a nappy with the curtain open. I mean, you know, this was at Nuneaton, George Eliot, an entire loss of dignity and lack of respect. Quite frightening. And then he went into, you know, quite serious terminal decline. And, you know, if an animal had fallen into that kind of level of inability to move or perform or talk or communicate in any way, then they'd have probably been put down. And they just can't do it. I mean, they can increase. He went into private care in the end, so that things got a lot better. But they can increase the amount of drugs they give you, which will in turn shut down your internal organs just for overdose. But it was just horrific. And luckily, I didn't have much work on for those couple of weeks because I was there, you know, literally every day. And I just looked at it and thought, this is no way at all to deal with the end of your life. You know, you've got no dignity. You've got no real care in the true sense of the word. And you know, we were there every day, holding hands and talking and. And I think you've got to say the unsayable as well. You've got to thank people for being great and say those things. There's no point talking about getting better in those situations. So we did all that, you know. And I thanked him for looking after my nan. And you did get flickers of recognition and emotion. And so you kind of know you're doing the right thing. It's just really difficult. And then the second death was a 59-year-old farmer, really, you know, larger than life, big, bubbly, fat, joyous, laughing, generous farmer who was born in the house he died in and never moved his village and gave up the vast majority of his life. His mum died really young to look after his father and to run the farm. So he didn't have children or anything like that. And I think he said once, I gave my dad most of my life and what I didn't give him, he took anyway. And he's slightly bitter maybe. But he was only 59 and whilst it's sad, one minute he was out around by the stables laughing, and then he came in to make a cup of tea, had a heart attack and died. And yeah, clearly it's far too young to pass away. But I just look at the two deaths, one at 59 and one at 77, I think, 76. And I just think that if you're going to go, maybe best to go quick. And we've got increasing longevity within society, but I think quality and quantity are so easily confused in terms of life, and there's a real opportunity to take a much more mature and human approach to these things, and just try and be adult about it. The whole last couple of months have been quite interesting watching my nan then cope with the loss of her second partner and. Moving out of home and into care, into a village. You know, she's bought a little place in a care village, and it seems pretty good, to be honest with you. But looking at other people's responses to that and other people in the family's view of what should and shouldn't happen, it's interesting. You can't throw money at people. You need to spend time with them. And that's just been hammered home to me again and again over the last few months. So, yeah, it's been It's been interesting. Both the funerals were good, though. That sounds like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? An oxymoron. The funerals were really good. The first one, Roy's my nan's boyfriend. I spoke and I thought, I'm not having any of this, you know, maudlin stuff. So we told some jokes and not. I didn't stand up and do a routine, but tales about his life that were funny. And you can make him laugh, you can make him cry. That's the key thing. The second one was much more sort of serious and less personal, but nonetheless heartfelt and good to see that people were there. That the church was full. There were 50 people stood outside listening in the drizzle of the English summer. So it also reminded me that the funerals are a really good thing, and it's important to take the time off work or off whatever you're doing and go and celebrate someone's life rather than mourn them. It's very easy to say that someone that, you know, the person that died isn't so close to me that there's a big hole, but really interesting. So just a plea, really, just, you know, say the things you need to say to people before it's too late, because there's loads of things I'd have wanted to have said to Bob, the farmer, before he died. He was a really good man, and I'm pretty certain I did tell him that, actually, but I would have told him for certain, you know, again, and I'm pretty certain his sister and his family would have said other things as well. I did get to say the things I needed to say to Roy, but sometimes we're frightened of doing that, and I think we need to take a different view of it all. It's a bit maudlin post, really, isn't it, on a Thursday afternoon? But it's not meant to be. It's meant to be a good thing, not a bad thing. Okay, cheers.